Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah,
I would have done it.
We sold this. This is going to be an MMA fight at the end of the comedy show. We're going to actually fist fight. That's why everyone's here. They want to watch us just fight each other.
I'm still thinking about Clayton saying he's a humble weed smoker. I'm just a humble weed smoker from Lower Hamtramck.
Who's Clayton?
The guy who was just up here. He was very open about his weed problems.
His name is Blaine, Kurt.
Oh, really?
His name is fucking Blaine.
It must be like deaf. I swear to God, they said Clayton. I feel like he said Clayton.
Well, you know what? Clayton, get your shit together.
I mean, yeah. Is it weed totally legal now? Your life's going to change big time.
This is it, guys. Remember all the time you were not buying weed because of the legality? You're like, oh, I would buy weed, but it's illegal. I'm going to get arrested. I mustn't.
You are the few people I know who got arrested for weed.
I've been arrested for smoking weed a dozen times in my life. Boy, you hear that, fucking Clayton? You did one night in the clink. The fucking closing joke in your act. That happened to me a dozen times, okay? And not in some fucking. And I wasn't even hanging out with black people. I was the black person of the group. They let my white friends go each time. It's a goddamn nightmare. Mesca, have you been in jail for weed?
You know, no, not for weed, but like stupid, like more
beating women, whatever.
I had a turnstile jumping ticket I never paid in Philly, and they just grew and grew. And everywhere I went, I would get in trouble for never having paid this ticket. So I just
that's right. I also know like how unathletic you are, so I just want to know how many times it took you to jump the turnstile.
It's not that hard of a jump, dude. You use your arms in it.
You can do the darn thing, but you
I just put my amazing upper body strength into it. How do you think?
So it's when you like want you step over it like the Undertaker.
I got grabbed in the Patco station with a Puerto Rican friend in college, and I had an eighth of weed, and it was like 20 years ago, so it's totally not legal. And luckily, they searched him first because he was a Puerto Rican of the group, and I put it in my ass, the weed. They were so intent on searching my friend that I was
like, they found a woman's pinky in his back pocket. Yeah, you lucked out. So you went to jail. But you've done like Central Booking's night in jail, right?
No, I never did the Tombs. That's where you had to go, right?
Yeah,
the Tombs.
A bunch, guys.
Do you know about the Tombs? In New York, it's just where
I feel like in Detroit, everything's the Tombs. Like when you go to the mall, you're like, oh, we're the Tombs.
Imagine a small section of Detroit that they put you in.
Imagine, you committed a crime and they're like, you know what, you must go here in Detroit. This is fun, I'll tell you right now, I'm very happy to be doing this tour. Me and Metzger obviously put our differences aside, which is incredible. I'm glad that you guys were able to half fill the smallest room in this venue. It's very nice of you guys to really, yeah. You really came out in droves. I don't know what's the word that you would describe this.
About a podcast amount. You
know? Right, it's intimate. That's right. Actually, we didn't want more people. Why would we want more people at our live podcast? How stupid would that be? An audience laughing and cheering for us—that's fucking psychotic. Instead, we'll just have the fucking 25 most psychopathic fans.
How do you know if they're psychopathic?
Look at them. Holy shit. I'll tell you right now, Legion of Skanks fans are terrifying looking in general. Then you go to Detroit and you're like, holy shit. These people all have meth problems.
Is it a meth town? Would you say there's a meth town? It's heroin, right? Yeah.
Oh, sorry, la-di-da.
I can sniff out a heroin town, I tell you what.
Is heroin, because you've done heroin, right?
No, but I got, one time I got hooked on Oxycontin for like 4 years.
I know. But did you ever actually do heroin? Because I heard you talk about it in your act, like, the, you know.
No, I had to make the choice. So all I could find was like fentanyl packages, and that's when I chickened out of doing it.
Chicken out of doing fentanyl? Wait, everyone's like, what?
I was running out of Oxycontin.
You gave up fentanyl?
No, I didn't know. I was just like, I'll just fucking stop.
I know a chick who has like fentanyl strip, like patches, and she cuts them into strips and sucks.
That'll kill you, dude. You can't even.
It'll kill you.
I looked
you
up
pussy.
Every possible way to get into it.
It ain't gonna kill me, not no fucking little fentanyl strip.
I heard, remember,
if you die of fentanyl, you're a fag. I'll say it right now. I don't give a shit if you know friends, family members. What a gay way to die. Fentanyl?
Do you remember ECW wrestling?
Yeah, of course.
With Sabu, do you remember that guy Sabu?
Of course.
Somebody told me he used to lick fentanyl patches. After a match, he was just, that's how he would get the fentanyl. He would go, I don't know, and lick the fucking.
That's pretty hardcore, as they say.
Yeah.
ECW.
Yeah, you are throwing around homophobic slurs about a man that licks fentanyl patches.
That is awful.
Puts his heart out there every night.
Yeah. I've never done heroin. Is all right, clap your hands if you've done both heroin and OxyContin. The three embarrassed people are like, should I admit this? What the fuck's going on? You've done, how much better is heroin than OxyContin? Because I gotta be honest, OxyContin, way overrated.
I like OxyContin better.
You like OxyContin better?
Yeah.
What?
Safer.
Yeah, but at a certain point, they'll tell you that you should switch to heroin if you're going to keep doing it, because that's better for your liver than... They tell you, like, you got to slow down.
I know, one time I bought like a bunch of... This guy that I knew was selling, like, you can only buy 10 pills at a time. So I was like, all right, I'll buy 10 OxyContin. Why won't I? And then I took OxyContin for 10 days straight. And then I couldn't shit for another 10 days straight. I had no idea. It makes you constipated. And it was fucking brutal, dude. It felt like there was like an entire body's worth of shit behind my asshole that I couldn't push through my body.
Yeah, well, imagine heroin. You just puke a lot. I accidentally snorted heroin one time.
Right, accidentally. I got it.
And, I'm sorry. I smoked it off of tinfoil. We thought it was opium. So he goes, this is like synthetic opium.
Oh, wait, never mind. I shot it in my arm. Yeah, that's why I pulled it.
In the base of my scrotum, just for the absorption of it. And, I was all freaked out, and I called. Do you remember Stu Kamens?
Yeah.
He was a comic from Philly that he ran off to Thailand to get away from heroin.
Yeah. To get away from heroin and toward young lady boys.
Well, I called him because he knew about that. He was like, dude, I'm freaking out. I think I smoked heroin. He goes, okay, first of all, stop smoking it. You're wasting it. I was like, I think Suboxone's the worst withdrawal ever. The shit they give you to get you off of painkillers.
Right.
Does anybody take Suboxone?
Does anybody have any Suboxone?
Yeah. Did you guys see
some dude gave me a fucking ounce of weed before the show. Usually people give me a joint. Some other guy came up to me and he's like, dude, thank you for all that you do. And it was like fucking like a pound of weed. It was like, great. It was that guy right there, guys. If anybody wants drugs.
Yeah. That's very suspicious. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
That's the thanks for coming out. I'm not...
You said, dude, I want to suck your dick, please. If I could do this week, I'd do suck your dick. I was like, no, you weirdo. I'm like, fine, I'm sorry, you're a god. I was like, I am, thank you. Peace be with you, and also with you.
You told me your first segment you wanted to, but I...
Don't. Well, we have a bunch of things I want to talk about. Okay, see, I'm very fucking regimented. And first of all, before I even got it, the mood... I should be in a horrible mood. Do me a favor, punch your girlfriend in her cheek for getting on her phone right now. Punch her right in her fucking Detroit face, okay? I know, it's acceptable here, dude. If a woman acts up, you just fucking...
That's not the state flag. Punch her in her Detroit face. It's a hardcore town.
Dude, Fucking, I should be in a horrible mood because right before I came up here, I was like, all right, I got my notes, I got my drink, everything is good. And then I pulled my phone out to check the time, and it flew out of my hand and smashed. Dude, it was, there was not one crack in this phone before this show. Look at this shit.
It's fucking just before we came out.
I put it 1 minute before I got on stage. And look at the mood that I'm in, you piece of shit. You're welcome. You're welcome for giving you everything that I fucking have. Give me more weed, you motherfucker.
You're in a good mood.
I'm fucking furious. I just happened to order another phone. You're so lucky that I ordered another phone. It doesn't matter. It's coming on Tuesday. So I have a lot of segments, by the way. And the reason that my phone is broken because I wrote these segments out and I only had one hand to hold my phone. Usually I need two. And first of all, I need a new pen. I'm not bending down on my own fucking show. I was in my rider. I said it to the independent theater.
Really?
I thought you were coming to attack me and I was about to kick you in your fucking mouth. I thought that was some fucking Dimebag Darrell shit. I was about to fucking karate chop this motherfucker.
That would have been a truly... That would double our next podcast audience if you had
done. Just shot me to death in front of you. Like, oh, I guess Mike Fenoya is going on tour with Kurt Metzger now. Just need another bold shit comic. So, we have a lot to talk about. All right, look, the fight, it's over. We're fucking cool now, okay? But I wanted to, because people don't realize this. They're like, oh, you're cool with Kurt Metzger now. I was like, they don't realize the history that
well,
you and I have.
We kind of made up, like, the day after the thing. Like,
yeah.
It's because you kept putting it on fucking line. That's why.
I did, Kurt. I did keep putting it online.
Got a lot of hits, though. So I'm like, all right. That's what the kids like.
I know. The number one video on YouTube, if you search mine or Kurt Metzger's name, by a fucking landslide, is me and him fighting on the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yeah. And not once did you say the F word.
Faggot?
Agate, not uck.
Faggot, not uck.
Yeah, that's what I was
most
proud.
95% positive I called you a faggot in that video.
Not on video, and that's why I'm proud of you, because you're learning.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, the old Lewis would just be throwing that around on video.
I've thrown that around on video so much at this point.
I know, and you're going to use up your fucking Puerto Rican-ing your way out of it. Do you think you got an endless supply of Puerto Rican in your way out? But that one girl tried to just do a rap song that has anyway, she got all fucked over for it.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, you're...
When they come for you, those glasses and mustache are not going to help you.
This is my trick. They don't know... Here's the thing. They don't know that I'm not gay or that I'm not, like, a secret fag. They don't know that I haven't been raped. They don't know that I'm not, transgendered. I just claim all of it. When I do rape jokes, I tell people, I was like... So when women complain about it, I was like, yeah, sorry, I've actually been raped. And they can't say shit. They have to just take it. They have to go what, you're going to question my rape? Are you out of your mind? Question my rape, you crazy bitch. How dare you? You want me to relive my rape for you right now in detail?
I mean, you would have to trace your family back like 10 generations to Puerto Rico to even get away with any of that.
Yeah, I use my brandness, but that's fine. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, because me and you have known each other a lot longer than people realize. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about the Kurt Metzger, Luis J. Gomez origin story and how we met. Because I met Kurt Metzger. Kurt Metzger was the first comedian that I ever met.
Yeah, there was no Grindr back then.
It was simply we were at Port Authority tapping our foot under a stall waiting for somebody to notice.
Yeah, well, selling tickets, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
I'm talking about Luis. I was trying to get a day job in New York.
How did you even find out about that job?
I was about this, before 9/11, I was about to start.
This is a week before 9/11, 1 week before 9/11.
So I was going to work for this one place selling fucking spa treatments in the street to like college. Hey, it's some job I'm not suited for.
By the way, it's funny you say that, it's literally the same company. You know that, different ad, same company? You took the job for the comedy clubs, I guess, but it's the same exact company.
Okay, well, one of them disappeared after 9/11, so I was supposed to start selling these spa treatments.
Kurt was supposed to start flying planes into buildings.
Yeah, like I slept in and I missed my flight for my new spa job. So 9/11 happened and the office was gone, so then I was going to go, like, all right, I'll try to sell comedy tickets. And I'm like, here's how bad, I don't know, do you guys have that, like, street teams that sell?
Yeah.
Okay. Because some people are really good at that. You got to be a really certain kind of fucking street urchin.
Well, what the job was you would, it wasn't barking. Like, barking in New York City was like you try to get stage time, you stand in front of the club, and you get people to come in, right? In New York, there was these street teams that would sell tickets. And it was, at the time, it was 8 tickets for $20 to go see a comedy show any night. You know, these tickets didn't expire. And it was essentially a scam because you had to buy 2-drink minimum still, and the comedy club didn't give a fuck. They didn't take any of the money. It was, all the money went to the street team guys, and they went to this, like, this company. So you entered an ad for this company the same exact day that I entered an ad for this company, and that's how we met.
I didn't know any of that business part of it. I just remember you were fat and you had a cowboy hat. Louis, you're like, you had like JNCOs, I think, and a cowboy hat, which, by the way, that's the way you sell that shit in the street. Like, it fucking works.
Yeah.
And Louis, like, rocked selling these tickets to, like, random people.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at it that... And it's, I used to do sales. Just, I'm not like a person that you want to like just approach you in the street.
It's belly to belly. It's not like cold calling sales, emailing sales. I'm
like
talking
spa
about
treatments. I'm just gonna approach women. You want a spa treatment?
Hey,
you're pretty girl. Spa treatment.
Hey, bitch, come here.
So, well, that's the thing that's crazy is you actually talk like that and it sells tickets.
I had a confidence in it. I don't know what it was. I just was good. I was from day one, I was very good at stopping people on the street and getting them to give me money for comedy club tickets. I could just do it. Let's do it right
I
now.
I sold one ticket to this nice Dominican girl, and then she changed her mind later and wanted to refund the ticket, and I gave her her money back. And next to me, a fucking homeless guy made like $80 in the time. Like, people, like, I still don't want to buy a thing from you. I'll pay for nothing from this guy. I had less street charisma than a New York homeless.
You had a product to give.
I think I had like a funny eye or something.
Dude, you were so bad. We just stood on the same corner all day, smoking cigarettes, and Metzger just stood there putting almost no effort. I mean, almost no effort. And I was just like, I saw one guy sell one ticket one time, and I was like, oh, that's it? If you can sell one ticket one time, you can fucking sell 100 of these.
Did you wear the cowboy hat as like a part of your flair? You know, like, like how was that like an intentional, like,
what type of asshole would wear accessories?
A street team, a very successful street team person.
I don't know, man. I was just stupid. I was a kid. I was 19 years old.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Were you just wearing it because you're like, I'm wearing JNCOs and a cowboy hat, and that's my style?
Yes.
Wow.
That was real life. I didn't go. You know what? This first day at the comedy club, ticket sales job, I'm gonna wear something wacky.
I think that helped you to wear something wacky.
No, I was. I understood very quickly it was a game of numbers. I understood that if I stopped 3 people, I'd sell one of them something. So it became a job of just stopping 3 people over and over again and just talking and yapping.
Right.
And I was able to connect with that. You, I don't think you stopped 3 people all day.
No, I don't feel right doing that.
Okay, try right now. Miss, will you do me a favor? Will you assist us right now?
Yeah.
Miss, we're pretending you're trying to sell our comedy club tickets.
Hey, you like comedy? hi, you like comedy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they give you the book of comics, right?
That's what you're going to say? You're just going to talk to yourself like a psycho?
Listen, I'm not... I don't like your whole... What's that Leonardo DiCaprio Scorsese movie where he's the Wolf of Wall Street? I don't like your fucking... Sell me this pen. Hey, you want to laugh? Give me some fucking money. It's a different dynamic now.
There's a problem, exactly. You had no confidence in just your sales ability.
It depends what I'm selling.
What could you sell?
Well, I used to fucking sell Jehovah death insurance as a child.
Because you were a child worker.
That's how I look at it, child labor. Yeah, that was more uncomfortable than knocking on strangers' doors as a kid.
Yeah.
It was more uncomfortable.
Well, I think you had to believe, when you're a kid doing it as a Jehovah's Witness, you believe there's some sort of moral reason to do it. Your parents were sort of pushing you to do it. Like, Like, you know, this was, like, just fucking embarrassing. When, by the time the fourth person says, get a real job, you start to physically attack them. That's it. The amount of people that I almost fought in the streets of New York City trying to sell them joy, it's psychotic.
Is that how you did those big numbers? You were just attacking people?
Yeah, one out of three people would buy. One out of three people would also get into a physical altercation with me.
Yeah, so, New York's a fucking nightmare.
It's not good. But yeah, we did this job together, and then you disappeared. You quit after day one.
Yeah.
What'd you do after that? Because I have no idea. We've never spoken about
what happened. With a job. Hey, guys, something's got to change. I got to date someone with a job.
Yeah, dude, I from that day that I answered that ad, started doing it every day. Then I ran my own street team, got my own contracts with multiple comedy clubs, ran the biggest street team in New York City doing this. And then 3 years later, we happened to, because I started producing comedy shows, and you're like, what? You with the fucking cowboy hat?
Yeah, he just built up like a scumbag Tony Robbins. Went from street team salesman to running a street team. You had your own street dirtbags.
Yes.
And they were it was amazing what pieces of shit. And then who was the dude? But I did like him. That one guy who worked for you that, like, for some reason, we weren't sure if he was with Sanjaya, the fucking...
The American Idol contestant?
Do you remember this American Idol contestant, Sanjaya?
Sanjaya sold Comedy Club tickets for me.
He was like a...
I swear to God, Sanjaya from American Idol sold Comedy Club tickets for me.
You
find out something new every week with me.
Oh,
I swear to God that's true.
No,
I need another thing.
You know, I've had that about Sanjaya. Patrice couldn't stop telling me how he felt sexually attracted to Sanjaya.
No.
Because, yeah, he's just this pretty little fucking...
Stop. You're going to ruin Patrice for everybody.
He was being funny, but he could tell some of it was a little genuine. Sanjaya was like Mango from those SNL things. You know, when you can't resist.
Do you guys remember Sanjaya from American Idol? Remember Howard Stern made a joke? He was like, everyone vote for Sanjaya. It was like a whole fucking thing where the whole country was just voting for this kid to troll American Idol.
He was very open. He was a gay pioneer, I think.
He wasn't gay.
Yeah, well, that's part of the delicious mystery of Sanjaya. He's like Finn and Poe from Star Wars. Will he or won't he?
He's not gay, he's not straight. What is sexuality?
Okay. So I just knew it from American Idol, and Patrice said that weird, semi-genuine shit about it. And the next thing I know, this guy that works for you, like, oh yeah, he's Sanjaya's roommate. Who is, what's the guy? I guess
Lauren?
Yeah. And then I remember his sister being in the crowd one time. I'm like, what's up with Lauren and Sanjaya? I just asked you, like, none of us know. It was, like, very unclear if they were together or just roommates.
Yeah. We all want to fuck Sanjaya a little bit, to be honest.
It's not even that. It's just, like, okay, if you're, like, stranded on an island, right, like with Sanjaya, like, will he do? who's that British comic? He's like the rock and roll guy from Get Me the Greek.
Russell Brand.
Yeah, remember that was like supposed to be.
We're talking about Jeff Leach.
The original Russell Brand. Yeah, that was like that guy's appeal. Like, if you're on an island, maybe he'll do.
Yeah. How long before you're on an island? How long?
By the way, the island is Maui. There's plenty of people around.
You're on an island.
I just thought it'd be a nice place to live.
You're in Queens. How long before you have started having gay relations?
I don't know. I've never been tested. That's what with my friend Crank, that's why I asked him, because he'd been in prison. And I was like, how long do you spend before you have to fuck a guy? I don't mean some kind of sexual assault. I just mean, be like, I don't care. I gotta fuck something.
I think you would get sucked before...
He said 5 years.
5 years. But what if you had 10 years? Would you wait the 5 years, or would you go like, all right, we're gonna get the 5 years?
No, this guy, he said there was like a pretty, like a sweet little Sanjaya type guy. And the guy was just pestering, like, let me just suck your dick, like, all the time. And 5 years later, he's like, fellas, I think I might, you know, like, yeah, have Sanjaya suck your dick. And, and he's like, so he did it, and then he got released like a week after. Yeah, he's like, worth it.
The evidence came through.
Good news, the evidence came. Yeah, so it was a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've never been blown by a guy, but I feel like if I was going to be in prison for a long time, like if I knew it was going to be 20 years in prison.
Well, you're just very competitive and also courteous, so.
I wouldn't waste any time. I would, day two, I'd be like, all right, I need to get my dick sucked.
Hey, I saw. Dude, made me laugh that you told him about the Bailey J competition of sucking that dildo.
Yeah, I did. I did that. You guys all saw me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick in that video. So
do you want to?
I tell the story on stage now. I've turned my pain into art. Fucking nightmare, yeah. But anyway, what were you gonna say?
Well, it was making me laugh because I don't remember who. I wish I remember which comic. I was some comic. I'm like. Is convinced that you were sucking Bob Kelly's dick.
Yeah, I had a few. Doug Stanhope retweeted it. Joey Diaz retweeted it. I'm like, really, you piece of the fucking shit?
But I had the proof of why. I'm like, this is how you know it's not real. It's because Bobby's not lifting his stomach up. So you know it's not a real Bobby Kelly dick.
Bobby's dick is very warm. It's under all that meat. It's a warm dick.
What kind of podcast is this?
I don't know. We've just really gotten very gay and not funny. I don't know what happened. All right, look. Let's talk about some things, guys.
Trying to do a podcast, not get all boned up all the goddamn time.
This is a swap cast, as they say, okay? And it's going to be a Real Ass Podcast and Kurt Metzger's Can't Get Right, both available on the Gas Digital Network. Use that promo code RP for a 14-day free trial, right, Kurt? And,
what was that?
And so we're going to take segments from each of our shows. We're going to do a segment from each one of our shows. Also, later on in the show, we're going to be giving advice to a few lucky fans. If you need some advice in your life, me and Kurt will give you some advice. If you volunteer to get advice, we will give you a free drink, too. That's how fucking hardcore we are, okay? So, yeah, just think about that. If you need some advice, you know, we'll do that later on the show. Sir, get the fuck out of here right now. Get the fuck out. Leave. I'm sorry, guys. I asked Kurt, I was like, all right, dude, we'll do a segment from each one of our shows. I was like, we'll do Scam That Jew from the Real Ass Podcast, which would be great. And then I was like, we'll do one.
If there's any Jews that want to be scammed, please.
And then I was like, let's do one from yours. He was like, oh, I got a segment. And then right before we got up here, I was like, oh, what's the segment name? Because I'm going to write it down. And he was like, oh, I don't have a name for the segment. And I was like, well, it's not a fucking segment then.
It's like, it's just a reaction. Because I don't like to look up... I don't really want to look at any fucking news most of the time. So I have Ben, or whoever's on my podcast, I have my freshest reaction to, like, it's just hard to find non-Trump news, first of all. Just like a thing that's not about fucking
I have a no-Trump rule on the Real Ass Podcast. We don't talk about Trump.
Cereal.
It's just like, so when you find a treasure, I just haven't find, like, good. So here's an example of one this guy just dropped on me, which is fucking amazing. Jared from Subway. Remember fucking Jared from Subway? He'd been sending stencils of his dick to this woman who was like his pen pal. Like, he got caught. And they have it framed.
He's drawing his own dick.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, do you know how
they
awesome?
The drawing. No.
Kurt, if I had to draw my own dick, it would have biceps. Are you out of your fucking mind? Give me the opportunity to draw my own dick.
Okay.
It's going to have fucking 3 heads, 8 balls, veins galore.
He had like a woman who's the way the article's framed is like pervert Jared asked woman pen pal to send naked pen, but they're like bearing the lead like, oh, it was an adult woman, like he's getting better with his, you know. Prison is working. So you're supposed to be all shocked. And it's clear that this chick was egging him on to do it, since you have a story about Jared. But
who even cares if he's drawing his dick for somebody? Good for him.
No, you don't understand. He's not drawing his dick. So I know you would do the dishonest thing and just draw like a fantasy dick. He supposedly
kind of wings. Fucking nuts.
He did a stencil of his dick. Do you understand? Like he laid his dick. That's what you're supposed to believe.
Oh, like the way you draw a turkey with your hand?
Yes, exactly.
That's what he did with his dick.
And then throws in a few pubic hairs. There's a folded paper with the dick, like this dick stencil, which are like, either it must just be hard to get it right. It's ridiculous the way it looks. And then there's some pubic hairs thrown in, and they have a picture of it in the fucking article. So it's like tacoed in. And then he asked her to send some of her pubes.
So it's almost like he like chalk outlined his dick. Do you think that's what they do to like trainees' dicks before they cut them off?
Wouldn't that happen? Wouldn't that be afterwards if you're after the murder?
Guys, some of these are brilliant jokes, and you're giving me nothing. So, whatevs.
Also, there's a, besides that dick incident, Jared got beat up by a guy. I swear to God, this is true. A guy named Steve Nigg. Okay. Colonel, are you sure you're pronouncing that correctly? Yeah. N-I-G-G. His name is Steve Nigg, and he attacked Jared. And by the way, I mean, first of all, it's an unfortunate name, okay? If you were black, that would suck. That's your name. That would suck. But nothing sucks worse. He's a white guy.
Oh, it's a white guy named Steve Nigg?
A white guy in prison named Steve Nigg.
We're all picturing the blackest man on earth.
I know. That's what I was.
Everyone was picturing like a fucking dark chocolate, big old black guy, Steve Nigg. Like, all right, that's him.
So imagine that. You know, white guy.
He beats up every fucking teacher in school
prison,
every time they call him.
In prison, they don't talk. They don't call you Steve.
They call you by your last name.
Prisoner number 93. Nick, get out of here. Like, what did I do? And then so the article's like, why I beat up Jared from Subway. I'm like, probably because you had to survive.
It had nothing to do with his molestation.
He probably thanked his lucky stars when Jared came walking in, when he's walking in a...
Why I beat up Jared from Subway. They got rid of the teriyaki chicken sub.
And the crazy.
How dare they?
The craziest part of it had nothing to do anything but that sub. He just was.
Alright, so without further ado, we're going to go on to do Kurt Metzger's unnamed Louis J. Gomez reads headlines from Radar Online and he reacts to them in real time segment. Yay! I'm really good at hosting.
I know.
Kurt Metzger, what do you think of this? John Travolta had no idea wife Kelly Preston shared a sex scene with Tom Cruise.
Do you know what movie they're talking about? Is that from Jerry Maguire? Is she in Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
She's the one that's like, never stop fucking me?
Yes.
You know that scene.
I have no idea.
I didn't realize that was John
yeah,
Travolta.
Never stop fucking me. This is it. Yes.
No idea.
Tom Cruise is a great actor. People don't give him credit. They look like he really would never... I don't understand, like... Shouldn't it read John Travolta didn't care about the...
Would you care if your chick did a sex scene?
He was probably a little jealous of her getting to be with Tom Cruise. And like, I don't know, my assistant Sven was giving me a massage while we had some burgers.
All right, let's... Snooki quits the Jersey Shore following a drunken rant. I just can't do it anymore.
I had no idea that show's still fucking on.
Yeah.
Is it still on?
It's back.
What are you, like 40 now? Yeah.
I think anybody who lives in Jersey, they should kill him at the age of 35. 35, it's like a special birthday party. Like, dude, we rented out a fucking club for you. 35th birthday, to come in. And then as soon as you walk through, they fucking put a bullet right in your fucking head.
35th birthday for you.
If you stayed in Jersey until 35, you didn't leave, you deserve death. I'm sorry. And Detroit, I'll say it for your fucking city too. If you're still here, what the fuck is wrong with you? Is this the dream to be in Detroit when you were a little kid? You're like, I want to be in fucking Detroit when I grow up. It's a nightmare.
I don't know. A lot more people are shitting in the street in L.A. now, so. Turns out, people are the same wherever you go.
Let's see.
I thought we were going back and forth because I was going to explain to you about fat sex.
Oh, I thought we were going to do this as a separate segment. We were going to learn about fat sex at one point as well. This is just flying by. We are improv geniuses, Kurt. Relax. We're good right now.
Oh, okay. All right,
we're totally good. I'm pretty sure we're more than halfway through this show.
Well, you just let me know when you want to do yours. I have to thank you for introducing me to Everyday Feminism because I would not even look at this site, but that is some of the most hilarious.
I love how they didn't know you were talking about a website. They were like...
Oh no, just in my life. Thank you for bringing intersectionality to me and each and every day. No, this website has amazing. That's why I found this great fat sex thing.
Well, what is a fat sex thing? This is pretty interesting.
It's things that you need to know about fat sex, but we're afraid to ask.
Fat sex.
Yeah.
Everyone here has had fat sex.
What are your questions? Is it fatter? Like, what are your...
What would be the questions that people are afraid to ask? Like,
I'm going to bring it up.
Like, why would anyone do it? Like, why would anyone willingly?
Well, lots of people would do it. First of all, most of America's fat, so the answer is lots of people.
I mean, lots of individually. There's lots of
each
person.
Yeah, it's probably useful. Fucking new. It's useful shit.
I fucked a lot of fat chicks in my day, okay, and I got no problem with it. Sometimes you gotta. Here's why I like fucking fat chicks, okay? Because sometimes I like to feel hot, you know. I'm dead ass. And I fuck some hot chicks too, right? But every time I'm fucking a hot chick, I'm fucking sweating into their eyes and on their fucking face. And I'm like just humping into them and I feel bad. I look at them like, you don't want this. What the fuck is wrong with you? People think I'm powerful in comedy. It's psychotic. I was like, I can do nothing for you, but I can't even get on fucking TV. So
I don't want this.
I feel bad for these women, and it's not like it's why I have to take Blue Chew with hot chicks, and I get a fucking rock hard boner with gross chicks. It's fucking psychotic. Because with gross chicks, I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm the fucking commodity here. You understand?
No, I get it. Listen, you're a great salesman, and I appreciate it. So this is what. But you're right about, like, first of all, I know you. Of course, you'll fuck that shit. Who the fuck?
We went to a strip club last night. We should talk about that at one point as well. Holy shit!
Nice.
Never go to a strip club.
Kalamazoo for full nude strip club.
What was it? Deja Vu. Holy shit! Dougie, I gotta let this. The hottest chick in the place. She had pock marks all over her face, and her breath stunk like shit. It was a fucking nightmare.
Was it Deja Vu all over again? Okay. The thing you said, because this is the best thing about how this starts, okay? The person who wrote this. What is their name? Okay, by the way, the person who wrote this is Ms. Vagina Science. Guys, everyday feminism, I think. Okay, line one. I'm a fat woman. And there's like a big break.
Yeah, she's out of breath. She had to take a break.
I'm a fat woman who has had lots and lots of awesome sex, almost exclusively with partners much smaller than myself.
Let me retranslate that.
It sounds like Louis J. Gomez wrote this right now.
She's blown a lot of guys. That is that story right there. She sucked a lot of dicks.
When I met my current partner a year ago, I was at my fattest, about 150 pounds heavier.
I was stuck in a doorway of a subway car.
Okay, I was at my fattest, about 150 pounds heavier than he is. Did you think she was going to say 150 pounds?
I was like, wow. I was like, I love this chick. I love this pig.
Making our sex the most drastic in terms of size difference relative to my past partners. Okay. Most women I know would not be comfortable with that size difference. And in candid moments, friends have asked, so how does that
happen? No, she wrote candied moments. You read that wrong.
Oh my god, okay. So it's just, by the way, this is somebody who's just like, you know, I exclusively will not have sex with fat people, as they say at the top.
She won't fuck fat people.
This is basically what she's saying. I'm a fat person who never fucks fat people, just much smaller people.
Who wrote this, Nicole Arbor?
Yeah.
Edit that name.
So here's some advice, okay? Fat sex positions. This sounds like stuff that Jay has told me. Jay better never become skinny. I'll say that right fucking now. Like, he's exactly the right size. Big Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he got thinner and had, like, he's perfect with all that, like, rock and roll shit on, that's a perfect. Everybody likes that. Like, when you mod a fat guy kind of, that's fucking awesome.
I think we let him get away with all of that stuff.
I encourage it.
We know
like
that he's gonna die a good 5 to 10 years sooner than everybody else. So, like, you know, we're not gonna make him feel bad the whole time he's on Earth while he's for wearing all these silly accessories.
I like him to Guy Fieri it up. Flame details or something on the side of that jet. And it's great. Everybody loves it. But if he lost weight, he would look like a fucking. I would call the cops like he's a fucking child molester or something. Which is a skinny guy dressed like Jay.
Well, it's 42. It's the reason I'm wearing these glasses and my mustache now. It's because once you become a fat old man, you need to accessorize in order to keep yourself attractive to the ladies. So that's what Jay's
that's
doing.
What
he's accessorizing to keep himself attractive. So this is, I figured it out as well. I'm fucking more chicks now. Women are fucking retarded, okay? I'll tell you right now. They don't even know. Like, Loki's got glasses. They don't see all this fat shit happening down here. My dick is getting sucked into my body slowly, year by year, as my fat surrounds it. My fat is growing around my dick, and my dick is just disappearing into my fucking centerpiece.
I like that you're saying that.
And I'm fucking more chicks than ever. Dumb women. Stupid women. Get what you're saying?
It is really compelling of how you're... Basically, you're just saying, like, women are nice.
No, they're fucking retarded. They don't understand.
I know. You've had a hard life as a street team person. That's why you get fucked a lot, because they hear the little Lewis in there.
That's what it is. I said
they hear the Foster Lewis.
Somebody said that to me recently. They were like,
people loving me are stupid.
Well, they were like, you can't love somebody else until you love yourself. And then I was like, I don't even understand what that means to love yourself. And then the girl went, aww. And I was like, I'm gonna fuck this chick. What an idiot. What a moron this girl is. Sorry, give me some more fat sex advice. So, positions, yeah, doggy's fine as long as her ass isn't too big.
Okay. Let's just get right to what everybody's asking. Being on top. If you hear nothing else I've had to say, know this. You're not going to crush your partner if you get on top of him or her during sex. There's got to be a possibility of that, though, or something.
It depends how you do it. If you do it, like...
150 pounds heavier, maybe probably not.
You remember when, like, Yokozuna...
I can bench 150.
You remember when Yokozuna would drag his opponent into the corner and then climb to the second rope and then fucking... Like, one of those... If you do that, yeah, you can hurt him. Don't do that, ladies, fat ladies. Don't do any top rope sort of acrobatic moves. But if she just sits on you slowly where you're sort of like sitting there and then you kind of just fucking... Because it's not athletic. I'm fat and I fuck a lot of fat. This is not me hating. This is a fat fact, okay? Deal with it. This
well, Lewis, you have had... You've been fat, Lewis, and skinny, but I've seen it over the years.
Yeah.
Like the Incredible Hulk of fat. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because it happens so fast. Like, Lewis would be, like, super in shape, Lewis.
It's the only thing I do fast.
Yeah. And just one Thanksgiving away from the incredible, the incredible fat Lewis.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah, it's depressing.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that what happens is you sort of, you almost have to interlock your fat together. And then your dick goes in, but it's like the fat kind of all like creates a suction-y sort of sweat. Like,
well, she talks about that.
Yeah, vortex.
Okay, well, the first thing, getting started, would you say this is true? You're going to need a few things. First, get some big, firm pillows. Pillows are a fat girl's best friend during sex.
That's what I call fat girls. You also need a lot of towels and water. Gotta stay hydrated. It's like fucking... I just hate sweating on people. I hate it. And then here's the thing, you bitches lie too. You're like, no, I love when you're sweating. Meanwhile, my sweat is pouring into your face and you're like... It's a Chinese water torture, but just fucking dripping on your face. Yeah.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake juice dripping down.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is where she clears this up. This is what I was going to ask you. I've heard a lot about fat women having, quote, big vaginas, which honestly doesn't make any sense at all. The vagina is inside the body. That would be like saying fat women have bigger kidneys just because they're fat. It's nonsense.
Also, fat women have larger hearts, stomachs, livers. Go look at that shit.
But their kidneys are the same. What's far more likely is you may just encounter the opposite. A fat woman's vagina can be hard to enter, especially if it's not properly lubricated.
And also, your dick's really soft, so it's got to like thumb it in. It's a really difficult process to get a soft dick in a fat vagina. Have you ever tried to do that? Square peg, round hole, they say, is hard.
Isn't it a kind of subjective fat? Like, what do you consider fat? What's a thing that you would consider fat?
I would say
like a weight or a, you know.
What do you consider fat? I mean, it's not a weight. I mean, I guess a ratio. It's a ratio weight to height to.
It's dick length to body mass index.
Weight size, waist.
I feel like Jay describes it that way. Like he has to gauge for how much cushion versus dick he has to get past it.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are some celebrities that you would consider fat?
Rebel Wilson?
I can't picture her. She's like a fat celebrity, right?
Yeah, she has an Australian accent. Yeah, she's a big old fat chick.
Fat.
Yeah.
Who's that singer now, that fat singer?
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo, yeah. That's a new thing, too. You can't even call Lizzo fat. Everyone's like, well, what are you, an asshole? But she's fucking fat.
Are you guys big Lizzo fans?
No.
No, he's calling her Big Lizzo.
Oh, it's not.
Are you guys Big Lizzo fans?
Yeah, it's not.
The notorious B-I-L-I-Z-Z-O.
Is her name just Lizzo?
Yeah, it's just Lizzo. You thought it was huge Lizzo.
I thought her name was Big Lizzo. I'm old. I don't know if I'm up with the kids.
All right.
I'm showing your age, Kurt. It's not Big Lizzo.
You kids like that Big Lizzo? I heard she's, she's pretty fat. That's what they tell me. Sure. Yeah. Do you like when somebody's just like incredibly fat in one part of their body? Like, remember Iggy Azalea when they used to draw her on South? Just sort of one part of her ass is crazy fat?
Yeah. No.
Is that your thing?
No. My thing is I like it just a different chick that I'm with. You know, like whatever type of chick that I'm with, like whatever, just like. If she had big tits, I'm like, I just want some fucking small tits. Just tiny little fucking nice little nibbly titties, right?
You really live that life of the street tea salesman. Like, you're about that life. Moving on from street to street. Selling comedy tickets, fucking somebody new.
Dude, I used to get so much pussy selling comedy tickets. It was the fucking greatest opening line ever, which is just dealing with
a little fucking show. Yeah, I'm telling you, when I remember every girls used to like this one girl from Montreal one time, and she had one arm, okay? And like little fingers.
She was beautiful.
She was beautiful, but she just had one arm.
What?
That was like, yeah. She was like this really hot girl that just had an arm handicap that we all had a crush on.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like she lost it by an accident. It was you were born with it, you know, where it's like fingers were growing out of what would be an elbow. There was no joint.
It looked like if you could pull it out, like, have you tried to bend, yank,
so good.
You know, like a foot of decent arm.
Like a magic trick.
And, yeah, and like, you know, also, she's super attractive. Like,
beautiful.
It's really, like, not, that's almost like an extra feature. If you have an arm like that and you're super hot. That's like a major advantage.
It's a good thing, and I'll tell you why, because she was truly a 10 if she had that arm, but like in her mind, she's like a 1. Like she's fucking like, she sees a monster every time she looks in the mirror. She has no confidence, but she's still like a 9.5.
I thought she seemed very confident. That's crazy. That's probably how, because she hooked up with Lewis. That's
she hooked up with me.
I felt bad. Can I tell you who I felt bad for? Her friend. Who had nothing, she had nothing wrong with her. She was just like not as hot.
She was okay.
Nobody paid attention to her. Can you imagine what that feels like? Your friend with this is the one that everyone talks to. You just think you get one person who's got like a hand thing. There must be one guy in this group who cares about how many hands I have.
There's gotta be like some OCD motherfucker with like, he's like, everything's gotta be symmetrical, but nobody in our group.
Yeah, comics are an asymmetrical.
Can't believe that shit. Everyone was trying to hook up with that freaky arm bitch. You know who did it? This guy. Who's got two thumbs and hooked up with that freaky arm bitch with one thumb? This guy. She was hot. I liked it.
Okay.
All right. So look, let's move on to our next segment, which is if you guys listen to the Real Ass Podcast, and I know you do.
Yeah.
It's ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Scam That Jew. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, if you guys can contribute some scams, if me and Kurt like the scam, okay, you just call, you just raise your hand at one point. If you got a good scam, you think me and Kurt will like? If we like the scam, guess what? Free fucking drink. Whatever. I thought you started freaking out.
Explain scam the Jew exactly.
Scam that. It's not scam the Jew. Scam that.
Oh, it's not. I thought you said scan the Jew. Like a fucking. Like you were buying the Jew.
Like if we were. If the Holocaust existed today, they'd have barcodes instead of numbers.
Yeah.
We would scan them into the.
Well, I'm glad it's not that. That sounds very scary.
It would be so much more efficient. Beep. Get into the shower. Beep. Beep. Beep.
You're saying scam that Jew.
Scam.
Like flim flam.
Flim flam that Jew. But here's the thing, it's scam that comma Jew. We are the Jews that are scamming.
Oh.
This is not anti-Semitic.
Well, who could be offended at that?
Not anybody. This is very pro-Israel.
I'm proud of you.
So if you guys listen to me, if you guys have a scam that you want to win a free drink with, let me know. And my lovely producer Shannon.
What do you give as an example of a scam? Like, what's the kind of?
I'll give you a few. I mean, we've done them in the past. Like the LifeProof case. If you guys want a free LifeProof case, you know, the $120 case that would have fucking made my phone knock and smash, you fucking pieces of shit. All you gotta do is go to LifeProof the website and fill out the little thing, the questionnaire. You just pick a store that sells LifeProof cases. They don't ask for any proof, nothing. They send you a brand new $100 case in the mail, $5 shipping. That's it. It's a great scam. That's it.
Doesn't that scare you that they're that willing to?
It's not about the warranty.
It's about getting all your personal information.
What you said?
It's not about the warranty.
You never have bought one.
You never met. You never
take advantage
the
of the warranty.
Never mentioned the warranty. Sorry.
Are you fucking? Like,
are you a fucking cop, dude?
You want to fucking go, bro? You got a fucking problem, bro? I almost fought my friend Kurt Metzger. We've known each other for 2 decades. Fucking ever disrespect my scams, you piece of shit. I'm sorry, sir. You're wearing a Legion of Skank shirt. This guy spends money on my website. I'm sorry, he's a gas digital subscriber. This guy's a good guy, Ricky. I'm sorry. I apologize, but don't you ever fucking interrupt me. Shit in your mouth, motherfucker. It's the warranty on the LifeProof case website. Thank you for making it more clear, obviously. They knew.
Why would they make it like that?
Another scam, easy one. Any Starbucks, you just walk in on the mobile section, just pick up any drink, leave. Nobody's ever going to ask you, are you Tom? Yeah, I'm Tom. Then you leave again.
If you bring a gun in a bagel place, you get free bagels. Hey, those are just life hacks.
What?
Back in the hotel, I just left the TV on, the water running. I don't have to pay for that shit.
Free TV, free water.
Yeah, my scams don't benefit anyone. It just hurt all of us a little bit. So what is your...
All right, so we have some scams that were sent in by some fans, and I'm going to read them out.
Okay.
And hopefully they can win a brand new, absolutely free Scam That Jew t-shirt from podcastmerch.com.
Oh. I thought you were going to say a brand new drink.
If these guys submit a scam, in fact, you know what? How about this? Best scam of the night. If you guys submit a scam, I will give you a Scam That Jew t-shirt. I have one in the back right now. I will give it to you on the show right now. But only if it's a killer.
And I will give you a Jew. We have one right back there.
All right, so let's see. Okay. This guy, he didn't even come up with a scam, but I appreciate the fact that he saw a scam in the wild and brought it to my attention. So I'm going to give this guy some credit here. This is a bit of an odd one, but it could be helpful for a bum motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you go to Airbnb.com. And you rent a decently priced Airbnb for 30 days, which is a lot. That's a lot already, okay? But then, after 30 days, you're granted adverse possession of said property and are protected under squatter's rights to continue living in that poor schmuck's apartment until they legally go through the process of having you evicted.
Oh, what?
Wow! Why?
Yes.
That's beyond Scam That Jew. That's like,
this is great.
Like scamming the lizards behind the Jew.
This can effectively gain you about 1 or 2 months in rent-free. Perhaps more if it's one of these Chinese businessmen on joints. And if the cocksucker's out of the country. Even if it's only 1 extra month, you're paying only half of what you owe, and the law's on your side. I'd say this could be useful to Harrington, but I doubt he can afford the front end of this scam. Provided below is a link of some dudes who caught some attention while performing this scam. This is from John Doe. Why would he not give a real name? You're fucking... John Doe's not a real name. That's the... That's like the official. By the way, there probably is a John Doe out there who's like, dude, I swear.
Who's the porn star John Doe?
That's a great scam right there, guys. Give it up for John Doe with the another rent related one. You can if you go and list apartments on Craigslist or one of these websites, just show up at the apartment. Most of these places, you can literally just get access to the building, just buzz in, and then the vacant apartments open. You can find vacant apartments. All those listings are shared by every real estate agent, okay? Pretend to be a real estate agent, list it, have like 10 people show up and let them know, be like, hey, put in a $250 application fee that'll be used toward your first month's rent, and then walk out with $2,500 in the afternoon. That's it.
These are all like crimes.
Whatever, bro.
Like, Roger, I just scammed that Jew. What? Yeah,
like,
that's a good scam right there. I guess. All right. Let's go to the next one. Okay. This is a good one. I've heard of this one before, though. Hey, everyone. I heard a scam recently by creating gift registry. Blah, blah, blah. I thought of a better one. My fiance and I are getting married in August, and we have a gift registry with Bed Bath & Beyond. It's free to set up the registry, and we have an option to buy any item off the registry that wasn't purchased for 20% off after the date of the event. So an easy scam is to make a registry for a fake event, and then after the event, just buy anything you want for 20% off. It's a solid fucking scam right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good scam. It's a solid scam.
What'd you say?
They give a 20% coupon out every month. So yeah. You get 20% off and sign up for the newsletter.
Have you guys
been
surviving off the scam that shit?
Wow, Mike Ekroff, go fuck yourself. The guy at the bar says, suck my fucking dick. Mike Ekroff, you were going to win until the guy at the bar spoke up. Just know that. That's pretty fucked up. I think we have one more scam that was mailed in. Let's see. If you guys have any, please chime in at any moment. Okay. Yeah, do you have a scam?
Yeah, so how often do you go to like...
Hold on, do me a favor. Come on up here, guys. Come on, give it up for this guy. Come here, son. Get up here.
Yeah!
Come here. No, come, come over here. Come. Stand up here. Come here. Sit on my lap. Come here. All right, dog. Come on.
Come on.
All right, so how often do you go to Meijer? Right?
Where?
You buy groceries, right?
Meijer.
You buy groceries. You go to Meijer, Walmart.
I've never been to Meijer, but yes.
All right. So,
Michigan Walmart.
You're walking through, you're buying whatever, right?
And question.
Sir.
Oh my God.
First of all, stand the fuck away from me. Just stand over there because you're being very feedbacky. Question. Before you even go on your scam, because I thought you were gonna come up and be like, all right, dude, here's what you do. You're going bald. You take your hair, you swipe it over the front. You put it in some sort of faggy emo thing that everyone's gonna think you're 10 years younger than you really are.
Grow up and shave it all.
That's it. Exactly. That's not the scam.
Alright, so something's on sale, it has a sticker, right? That sticker expires, that has an expiration date on it, right? If you buy that after the sale is over, you thought it was on sale, they owe you money. They owe you $5 for every item that you bought. It's a Michigan law, so sadly you're not going to be able to scam anybody. While you're here...
Bitch, where am I at right now?
While you're here...
You think I will go to the mall tomorrow and fucking make $500?
Exactly.
So wait a minute, if you go there, but you have to find items that are on sale after the date?
They don't pay those people enough to go buy every sticker and take it down when the sale's over. You spend your time, you know, you walk through the store, you're buying whatever you normally fucking buy. But you go, hey, that's... And you return the fucking
this
shit.
This sounds like something a drug addict came
you
up with.
You return...
He's like, I need money for fucking OxyContin right now. We gotta figure something out.
You know, dude, if you just suck a guy's dick, you can get all the OxyContin you want. I had jokes on you. I got your OxyContin now, pal.
And you found that out, huh?
That scam was... It was okay. I mean, is that a good scam? I feel like it's you gotta find already expired items in a fucking Walmart. Boo this guy. Guys, you know what? Anybody who punches this guy after the show, I'll buy them a drink. Anybody who physically attacks this guy.
There's plenty of Myers in Michigan.
Alright, any other scams that are
I don't know what Myers is.
I got one.
You got one, dude? Get up here. Come on, dude. Get up here. Yeah. Guys, clap it up for this guy. I want to buy you guys drinks. I do. Get in here. We're going to do a shot, motherfucker. Let's go.
Alright, so I found out about this one on accident. I was at Kroger. Went, I had two cases. Two cases.
Are they all going to be supermarket related scams?
I hope so.
So they had two cases of beer, one in each hand. And I go through the self checkout. And I scan one after another.
Scan one after another,
like this. And it beeped twice. Well, I was at the self-checkout, so it prompted the employee to come over and check my ID. It had scanned one case of beer, but it beat twice. Like, I didn't even realize it at first, and I looked at my receipt, and it charged me for one case of beer. So when I went up there to scan both the cases, it was just one.
So,
so what?
It's like you're off with your scanning and talking into the microphone. Both of those are real funny. You got a free beer.
Hold on, I don't understand. Come here, explain it again.
I'm sorry, if you do this enough, you will be asked to leave the supermarket? Is that the...
This is so crazy being up here. I just got so nervous.
So,
I had... Does anybody else know what I'm talking about?
Yeah!
I get the self-checkout.
You went to scan the beer and only one of them scanned? So that's a scam?
That's not a scam. My old idea scam at you.
He did a scam at you.
Yeah, this is scam with an M. Not scam.
Come here, no.
You have a beer here called Jew?
No, wait, what happened?
So I realized what happened basically, and I did it one more time, but then I felt bad, so I pay for both my cases now. I get you.
Well, a Jew.
You're a bad Jew, dude.
Oh, dude, your family didn't even die in the Holocaust or nothing.
Hey, I got one.
Hold on, I want to understand what the fuck he's talking about first. We need to just sit in this for a second because I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. He said he scanned it and the second one didn't scan. And that's a whole scam. What am I missing?
I think he means carry something through checkout. You keep one thing in it.
Dougie, it made no fucking sense. He accidentally got a free case of beer and then brought it back and paid for it anyway. That's not a scam, dude. He told a boring story.
He was scammed in the scam.
What the fuck just happened?
And then felt bad and paid for an extra case of beer.
One more.
All right, we're going to do another scam. Let's get another one up here. Sir, get up here, guys. Clap it up for this guy.
Did you know if you're a young white girl, you can shoplift?
What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Rochester.
Really? You came here?
Not from New York. There's a Michigan.
There's a Rochester, Michigan?
You sound like some asshole from Hollywood, Florida. You're like, shut the fuck up. Rochester.
Fucking
I'm mad that I even heard of Rochester, New York. Is it like the Rochester is on the border of Canada and everybody's mad because they can't get in because they have DUIs?
No,
it's
just all right. The safe zone.
So, Joe, what is a scam?
Very similar to his, but it's organic shopping paying the regular price. So
you memorize the codes?
No, you just grab all your produce, grab everything, you go to self-checkout, and you punch in the regular prices, but when you're shopping organically. So you're not actually purchasing the expensive shit.
It's a fine scam. We should all be doing that every time, obviously. It's just sort of like brushing your teeth in the morning. Am I going to pat you on the fucking back for not being a moron and paying the regular fucking prices for organic produce?
Seriously.
Like an asshole? I mean, give it up for the... You know what? You're going to drink, sir. But you at least you tried, guys.
Organic produce. That was expensive.
It was like I asked him to say the alphabet backwards, and he did it. And I just feel like you got it, sir. So you, drink on me for that guy right there. You got another one? We got another
If you go to the store and you fuck the produce you want, they'll kick you out and throw it away. You just go on back and get the produce.
It's going to go in the garbage can later on that night.
Every piece you want with your dick, it'll be outside.
Do you know, if you guys dig through your neighbor's trash, you'll find bottles that are worth 5 cents each.
10 cents here.
10 cents here.
10 cents here.
I'm moving to Detroit. All right, bring it up, guys. No, we finally got a hot chick. Hell yeah! Come on. Oh, yeah. Look at this hot piece. Does that one work? Oh. Look at this fucking sexy fucking.
Can you get that third one?
This is literally the prettiest woman I've seen in Detroit. By a fucking.
It's like a young Lisa Loeb. You stay.
Okay, I have an actual scam for you. It is, okay, so it's a double up scam. Are you familiar with double scam? You buy a bunch of stuff and then you come back and walk out with twice as much shit.
No, but I like it. Well, I like what you're saying. And honestly, your hair is getting my dick hard.
Ah, good.
So keep talking. Whatever you're saying, you fucking got me mesmerized, baby girl.
I conditioned it before I came here.
Not since Sanjaya have I felt this way.
Thank you.
I can't describe it, but it's happening now.
May I tell you the scam?
You may, I'm sorry.
It's a scam for one.
The other mic is on.
Oh, you got one?
It's a double up scam. It's a double up scam, but it only works if
we're gonna double up scam on you later.
Yeah, he's gonna scam your butt, I'm gonna scam your mouth. I'm gonna need that hot pussy for the morning.
Okay.
I'm gonna scan your balls with my mouth.
That's fine.
I feel like I can sell more tickets. I realize it's
We're right. fun here, alright? Come on!
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Alright, well, lady.
You haven't even gotten to my ass yet. All right. Anyways, it's a classic double up scam. Only works if you have an identical twin. I'm sorry if you don't.
You're a twin? What? I just came.
Oh, yeah.
Did I just fucking wake up in a beer commercial right now? Why? What you look up for? There's two of you.
What?
Shit.
And he's the feminine one too. Chill. Your class of double S scam. I'm working it right now.
Oh,
I'm actually doing the scam right now. Okay. It's a double S scam. You need an identical twin. You go to a department store such as like a Home Depot. You get a cart. Or a Meijer, but
a Meijer.
Everyone who's been to a grocery store here tonight is a liar and has terrible scams. So we're gonna do it in a department store. We're gonna do it in a Home Depot. We're gonna do it in a Home Depot. So you leave your twin in the car, go into the store, get yourself a cart, you fill it whatever you want, you get your Milwaukee Sawzall, your impact set, whatever. Step ladder.
He knows
all this important
your
stuff.
Feminine hygiene products.
Your feminine
tampons.
Hygiene products.
Your conditioner, your skin wash.
Yeah, UV lights, so my skin looks good in the sunlight. The most important thing that you must get on your list, though, is a bottle of, we call it pop here. You guys say soda, but we call it pop.
I
get a pop.
In Cleveland.
It doesn't matter what kind of pop.
This is one of the pop places?
Oh, yeah.
No respect for the pop.
I've
mocked the pop since I was a child.
Yeah, well, I'm a pop kind of gal, so I'm sorry. Anyway, there you go. The most important thing you need to get on stage. Okay, the most important thing you need to get is a bottle of pop at the register there. Get your bottle of pop, Mountain Dew, whatever. Get your bottle of Mountain Dew, make sure it's the first thing on the receipt, the first thing you pay for. Okay, so you got your receipt, it's got your Mountain Dew, and then everything else on after you bought for it. You make sure you go out one of the two exits, you remember which one you went out. So after you pay for everything, because you have to pay for it once, it's a double-up scam, pay for it one time. Pay for it one time. So you go out, after you pay for it, you go to the car, and then you give your twin the pop. Give the twin the pop and the receipt. You make sure the twin goes back in, collects all the same stuff that's on the receipt. You get it?
So
the twin collects the same stuff, and then goes out the other exit with the same receipt and with the pop in hand. So the first thing that comes up on the receipt is the pop that you paid for. So when
this
they
like
ask
that,
you what you paid for, you can give them the pop. They can see that it was paid for. And then you just walk out with the rest of the stuff.
Question. I love it. First of all, great scam. Clap it up for this hot bitch. You're going to fuck your brains out tonight. You're not a dick that we're going to get from me and Kurt Metzger. First of all, we're going to go in through the wrong exit, number one.
Okay. I hope my twin feels it. I hope he feels it.
Doesn't this sound like that movie, The Prestige? Isn't that what happened in The Prestige?
That's pretty much exactly what this scam is based off. You remember the Mountain Dew in the first scene.
Question. Why can't you just go back in yourself with the Mountain Dew?
Yes.
That is a good question. I had not considered that.
You don't need a twin. You can just do this. Anybody can... Listen to me, listen to me. This is why I said women are fucking retarded, right? I say it all the time. Women are stupid as shit. Listen, sweet tits. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. But use your fucking brain. You have a better scam that's just been sitting in your fucking pussy pocket this whole time. You thought you needed a twin for this? I mean, don't get us wrong, we're gonna want the twin too. The twin's still welcome. It's just not necessary. Clap it up for this hot bitch in the fridge drink she's about to get. Clap it up for her. Thank you. Go on whatever you want. In fact, make it a double.
Thank you.
I want her nice and loose. The light's been on for a while now. I don't know exactly. Where are we at the podcast time-wise? Do we know?
Hour 9.
Wow. We were almost supposed to do an hour. We're just giving you guys extra shit right now. You're standing up right now for free content. Yeah, we came here to counsel others.
Yeah, well,
this is like a TED Talk where we put aside our... violent. Now we counsel young white kids and exactly. And, don't be violent toward each other. Just talk it out.
What?
Do a live podcast. Try to be funny together. Maybe you guys can find a bond through late night ketamine trials. Who knows? Maybe you meet a sweet twin couple that you're gonna fucking rock later. let's get the final segment going here because I do think we did say we'd give some advice to some people if they needed any advice here. And I think that me and you, honestly, considering our various backgrounds and the differences that we've had in our life, I think we are probably the best people in the world to give advice.
Yeah. It's called a second opinion. So you bring your problems.
All right, so does anybody need advice? We're gonna take two or three people at the most right now. Anybody need advice? Anything? All right, thanks for coming out tonight, guys.
What about this young man?
Guys, so, sir, come up here, guys. Give it up for this guy. There we go. So, well, first of all, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason. Very nice, man. Thanks for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
for
having me.
We're happy to help you, sir. What's going on in your life? Obviously, a lot.
Okay. Not too much. What am I supposed to do with a 2.5-year girlfriend and then a mother that's moved in over the past
Okay, quick question. Hold on.
Oh,
just to clarify
quick,
this.
Yeah.
You've been with the girl for 2.5 years, or your girlfriend is 2.5 years old? Because that's why the mom is there.
Yeah, she's a
child.
She's a toddler. She's not self-sufficient. She needs her mom to feed her.
She's 30. She's 30.
She's 30. And her mom is moving in. Okay. And
my mother
problem?
Moved in.
Oh, your mom moved in.
My mother and my 30-year-old girl.
Do they get along?
This sounds like the greatest porno ever.
I know.
Not at all.
Thank your lucky stars. You got a hot living situation.
What
Wait, so they don't get along? Who starts the shit?
Both of them. Of course, both of them.
Well,
all the time.
I mean...
converter was the case that they gave me.
But no, is he just done?
I guess it's coming to murder. Honestly, it sounds like it's gonna come to murder because.
So hold on, your mother moved in. Your girlfriend lives with you, and now they're not getting along. They're fighting all the time.
Where are they fighting?
Yeah,
at?
Most of the time.
Do you see it going? Do you see it lasting forever?
Where the dishes go? Where what the temperature is? All they fight about everything.
Well, here's the thing. Do you see it lasting forever with the girl, the chick?
No, I love her. I love her. I think it'll last a while.
So I mean, that's the answer right there, dude. You know the answer. You love your mom. Your mom's gonna be around for fucking ever, or at least until she's.
Do you see it going anywhere with your mom?
Who gives better head?
Hopefully not longer than 6 months.
Why did your mom move in? What was the reason?
She lost her job.
Oh my god.
It was you know, the situation, unfortunate as it may be, whatever. But you know, she's okay. She's not at rock bottom, but she needs a little bit of help, so she's with me.
What was her job? She was a hooker.
Secretary shit.
Secretary shit. That really sounds.
Paperwork. It's
paperwork. That sounds like
it's outdated stuff.
All right, advice. You gotta give this guy advice right now, okay? What would I do? I would tell your woman because she's not gonna. You said it very clearly. She's not the one, right? She's not gonna be around forever.
Did I say that?
Sort of. Yeah, dude. She did, right? If you were his girlfriend watching that, thank you for the fucking girl in the back who knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Your girlfriend would break up with you right now if she saw that. It'd be over. Yeah, she's not the one. She's fine, okay? But the reality is your mom, doggy. You know, do you love your mom?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then kick this bitch to the curb. Your mom's gonna be there forever. But kick that bitch out. There'll be another bitch. That's what I say.
That's what I say.
And
straight to the point, I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck his girlfriend. Fuck his girlfriend. Fuck his girlfriend. All right, dude, thank you very much. You also get a free drink on the house, sir, for coming and embarrassing yourself like that. Anybody else need any sort of advice that me and Kurt Metzger could help you with?
We helped a man not put his mother in the street. That's the kind of thing we do.
Anybody need any sort of advice?
I will.
You have to, sir. Get up here right now. Come on. Guys, clap it up for this guy again. He's back. I like it. I like the fact that you're willing to get in here.
Alright, so I grew a company up from the startup, and it's propelling right now. Very similar to Gas Digital.
Nice.
Do I choose the company or the woman? Because the woman does not like what I have to...
Hold on. I don't understand this.
The investment in time that it takes to create something that is magnificent.
Who is the woman?
Stuff to call
is his mother.
Stuff to call.
Whoa!
Can't she move in with you?
She needs work.
So what?
A girlfriend. But for 10 years. But I'm not getting married.
Let me see a naked picture really quick.
I don't have any names.
No naked pictures after 10 years. Kick that bitch out of the curb just for that reason. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many people have pictures of my dick in the world?
I didn't even ask for it.
Well, 100%.
Do not give me that.
Dude, when I'm horny, all I do is I don't know what it is, dude. I can't. My dick is hard. I'm like, he wants to get a picture of this shit. And then I jerk off.
Well, no, what really broke Lewis's phone? A picture of my dick I just sent him before the show.
Yeah, dude.
What's the advice? Grow the company and be the person I want to be.
But this feels like that's
or
not
deal
the
with
real...
the fucking girl shit.
I got it. It sounds strange how you're saying. So, she specifically is like, I don't want you doing this, making this business.
She doesn't understand what it takes to make a business.
Well, what does she actually?
She's
say?
A retarded woman. We've already discussed this 5 times tonight.
Which what does she actually say? Do you know what I mean? Like. What is the things you have a problem with?
She's doing in my period. My emotions.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, if that's what she said, then I have to concur with Dr. Gomez.
But that's common with every girl, so there's no.
This chick hates me so much. From the first minute of the show. I'm sorry, miss. I don't even remember what I sent you to make you hate me initially.
Your first instincts about him were right.
I make bad first impressions. I'm not very likable. I have no idea how this podcast is. Me and you are both the least likable people in comedy, I think.
I mean, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this man's problem.
So,
it sounds like, okay.
So,
what I'm asking is, you're not just framing it that she's against you having this business, because it just sounds so strange.
No, it's a balance of how much success you want to make out of yourself versus being compassionate with your partner.
Well, what does that mean?
It's a sacrifice. Do you want to be the most successful business of all time?
And how old are you?
37.
How old's your girlfriend?
35.
Ancient.
Yes, you're dating that guy's mom. That's what that sounds like. And how long have you been with her?
10 years.
What does she want you to do instead of what you're doing? Because 10 years, wouldn't you? Okay.
She wants me to invest more time into our personal moments. Versus,
what is the business?
Your financial is
make stickers.
You make stickers?
Yep. And I've contacted.
She's right, dude. You're a 40-year-old sticker maker.
But we are a 2.5. But hey, who is this
angel that you're with?
$2.5 million a year.
$2.5 million a year.
Promotion.
Fuck that, bitch. You want to make stickers for me? I'll contract you to make stickers right now.
I've actually sent you messages, personal messages.
Doggy, we're gonna start making stickers together. And then we're gonna double team your whore girlfriend.
Skankfest fucking sticker.
Doggy, this guy just earned a Skankfest sticker contract. Give it up for this guy.
What woman is like, I want you to give up your $2.5 million?
Three, motherfucker!
There's something fishy about that story.
I don't know. I don't believe this guy makes $2.5 million.
Off of stickers?
I don't show my books. The girlfriend is...
That's how I know he doesn't make that much money. He's willing to show strangers his books. And this guy's terrible.
He's willing to come up on this and talk about his personal business on stage.
He's like, I will give you my social security number. Metzger, this has been a lot of fun, dude. This is the first live podcast we've done together, and but it was a lot of fun. You guys are fucking really cool, man. Thank you very much for hanging out here, man. This will be out eventually on YouTube, iTunes, wherever. We have another show tomorrow. We're doing stand-up. Me and him co-headlining. I think there's a handful of tickets left, so grab tickets if you guys have not grabbed that. But that's it. Anything else, Metzger?
No, we're doing this tour. We're going on my new hour, so. I would say come to the tour, but you did come to it, so thank you.
Yes.
Check out the Gas Digital.
Hell yeah, check out the Real Ass Podcast, the Legion of Skanks, for leaving me all those shows on the Gas Digital Network. And thank you guys so much for coming out.
Yeah.
We're going to smoke some weed outside. Please hang out with us. Good night.